from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Broadus has joined the broadcast. He is live in Oxnard, California on the tennis courts. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Gentlemen, good afternoon to you as well. We've just gone into the two-spot portion of practice, which means the helmets and the pads are off. So nice to be with you guys a little bit earlier than I thought I would be.
It is great to have you.
Thank you.
Brought us in Oxnard, the rest of us here in DFW. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40, a massive batch of takeaways from today's practice coming up then. Here's Woolchuck with your NFL news of the day.
We've got a new highest paid player at this position, fellas. This just in.
Wide receiver?
A new deal for Kansas City Chiefs standout kicker. Harrison Butker, 4 years, $25.6 million extension, $17.75 million guaranteed. And the first statement was, my wife never has to come out of the kitchen now. Thank you, Kansas City. Congratulations to Harrison Butker.
Oh, he's a grand man. Wizard.
Well done, Woolchuck.
Nice work, dude.
But yeah, no, he is now the highest paid kicker in the history of the sport.
Dear God, $6 million for a kicker?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Six and a half?
It's a shade over six.
I think if you're a team that knows you're playing in the highest leverage, biggest game moments that oftentimes come down to these, I think your kicker is exponentially more valuable. You're going to be in high stakes moments, and not every guy is capable of coming through in the AFC Championship game, in the Super Bowl. If you feel like you got your guy there, then boom, you do it.
Yeah, somewhere Justin Tucker's like, what the bleep? I get a raise? This is something we need. Now, I also saw Matt Araiza, punt god, back in the NFL, and he's with the Chiefs. And he's booming 75-yard punts.
Oh, of course he
is.
So,
are you kidding me? Now the Chiefs add him as well. I mean, their special teams is going to be absolutely unfair. But, hey, we got Butter Aubrey, Brian. I know you've been keeping tabs on the special teams out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And they had a field goal period this morning, and he did not miss. And so, as you guys know, that the breeze blows off the ocean over the tops of the trees. So you got to drive the ball a little bit today. But we had a field goal period. We also did kickoff returns.
Ooh.
Was another one today that we practiced. So, yeah, Aubrey, I think every kicker is kind of looking at that like, okay, there's no way in hell I'm getting that kind of money. But, yeah, there's some.
Aubrey
Tucker,
might.
Tucker might be one of those guys. And then, yeah, Aubrey, I mean, if you find a way to get the ball past midfield with this guy, you're probably going to get 3 points. So, good for all the kickers out there.
Well, it was also a good weekend for Tyreek Hill. He got a restructured deal from the Dolphins. So his new deal is worth $90 million over the next 3 seasons, $65 million guaranteed money.
Y'all ain't got that camaraderie.
Pretty good stuff there from Tyreek Hill. And then he also became, and I really thought, guys, I think I was sitting there with Ruben while Eric went to try and take a nap in the Burger King lobby there.
No, that was at the chicken spot, Guy Fieri's Chicken.
Yeah, you're right. Guy Fieri's Chicken there. They're kind of connected. And we're looking at the top 100 players list. And I'm like, are we all getting ball sacked? There's no way this list is real. For the first time ever, we had a receiver as the top player in the players list of the NFL Top 100. It was Tyreek Hill. He came in at number one. We had Lamar Jackson at two, Christian McCaffrey at three, Patrick Mahomes at number four, followed by Myles Garrett, rounding out the top five. And look, I get it. It's the players that vote on this. But I'm not alone in thinking this list is a bunch of BS. Bears corner, Jalen Johnson, who we were really excited about. Maybe you go get him at the trade deadline. All-pro player. What were his thoughts on the NFL Top 100?
From, like, last year, from 2023?
Yeah.
There ain't no way. I don't know how you make Pro Bowl, All-Pro, and they're not a Top 100 guy. I mean, I could have been 101, I guess, but... Aaron Rodgers didn't even play in the season. He was voted. So, I mean, hey, everybody made mistakes. It ain't just the media that do it. The players, clearly, if they voted for this, they made some mistakes. But it is what it is. I mean, any day I know the truth, and it's okay. I got some more for him.
Does stuff like that, though, like, drive you a little? Maybe not drive you, but does it just kind of feed
100%. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. Yeah, no, it's disrespectful because I know I go out there and line up, and I know receivers go out there and can't say that I'm not one of the best people, like best player they played against. So I mean, just whatever it is, it happened. I mean, doing it wouldn't have just like moved me to where I feel like I'm complacent or anything. But just to see it, I mean, ain't no way 100 guys better. Ain't no way, and especially guys who didn't play, who were hurt, played half. Excuse my language. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. From like last year, from.
Damn right, Jalen. You let him know.
This is a bunch of BS. Yeah, tell him. You know what, though? You're right about the players voting on this list, though. I could understand some guys that if you played against them, you're kind of going, all right, man, I got to vote for this guy. It might be somebody, you know, that we're really not thinking about. But, man, I don't know if – but, hell, I don't know if the writers get it right either. You know, I really, really don't. I always kind of felt like the front office and coaches – might have a little bit better understanding of that, of who they're having to prep for and stuff. But, man, players are clearly going to vote for Hill when they should be voting for Mahomes is what they should be doing.
Yeah. I mean, the one guy left that team, and they still won without him, okay? Yeah. That guy isn't propelling his team to the same team greatness. There's just ways that I think, you know, we would diminish that vote. But the players love speed. They do.
They do love speed.
They would not be good GMs. I think a lot of fans would be better GMs than some of these players.
Well, and it's funny, the guy that they voted number one, as you mentioned, Dawson, left. Yeah. You know, and now the guy winning the Super Bowl is the quarterback that's playing without him. But you're going to put the guy who left and they didn't win the Super Bowl. You know, it's kind of funny. But, you know, players, I wish people took more time. There's some guys I think that are serious about this. And then the others that, like, the PR guys are filling out the ballots for the players. You know, it's, hey, time to vote on the top 100. And everybody's going, oh, really?
Nah. If you guys could only have one wide receiver for your team right now, would it be Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, I mean, I think if he'd probably be him or Jefferson.
Yeah.
And then Lamb is certainly in that conversation.
Why would CD Lamb?
Yeah, CD's in that conversation as well. Tyreek with that speed, though.
I mean,
that is just rare. And he's gone and done it now in two different places. I do think Tyreek warranted to be the top receiver. No question about it.
Right.
But, I mean, and I understand, like, people are texting, like, it wasn't voted on during the playoffs. I think Tyler Smith talked about that with Sean and RJ. He got that list to vote on it midway through the season. I think that's also a weird deal. Like, not all these players are voting on it during the same time. The NFL comes to them. And then some of them just want to vote for their friends. They just want to vote for their teammates to put them on that list. So it is very skewed. But any NFL top 100 that doesn't have Pat Mahomes at number one, it's kind of like, what the hell are we we doing here? And let's be real. This, if Jalen Johnson's ticked off, he's not in the top 100, you don't think Mahomes is going to be like, okay, number four?
Yeah.
All right, let me get a little more motivation. You don't need to give him any more motivation.
Well, they didn't even have him as the number one quarterback either.
No, I mean, Lamar was one.
Lamar was the number one quarterback and number two overall, and I think it goes to your point of, like, the speed factor and, like, defenders. Lamar Jackson is the guy that, like, strikes fear into you as a defender just because of, like, he can embarrass you.
And,
like,
the speed.
He can completely juke you out of your shoes, yeah. Put you on a highlight reel in a way that Mahomes doesn't quite do it. Mahomes more likely to beat you. Lamar Jackson more likely to at least embarrass you once in that game.
Well, one person who's not going to be embarrassing the Cowboys during their joint practice on Thursday, and this is going to be awesome because we're going to have you, Brian. They're able to watch all of that. Well, we have a full show on Thursday. Rangers are off. It's going to be Rams, Cowboys ahead of their Sunday preseason game. But Puka Nacua is week to week with a knee injury for the Rams, so we won't get any Puka versus Bland, Puka versus Diggs, any of those one-on-one matchups. Puka, they don't think it's serious, the knee injury. He had an MRI. The team feels good about it, but it's not the day-to-day. It's the week-to-week, which leads me to believe it is a little bit more serious than just your general injury in training camp.
Oh, yeah. That is one that they're concerned about bleeding into the regular season. If they're, you know, shutting him down to that extent, and that's fine. I'm not that interested in the preseason, to be honest with you, Wolchuk.
I don't know how much he would have even played.
I was going to say the Rams aren't either. Like, they are perpetually, they never play their guys. So even if Nacua is like, hey, he could play in the scrimmage or whatever, joint practice on Thursday, McVay is like, he's doing everything at the most cautionary way that you can do it until the season starts.
Titans have reached an agreement with safety Quandre Diggs, former Texas Longhorn. He's got a one-year deal. He's actually going to join up with Jamal Adams, who was his safety mate in Seattle over the course of the last couple of years. So Tennessee, they've got new safeties. We got Diggs. We've got Adams. They will compete with Elijah Molden, who's a four-year veteran, along with Amani Hooker, who is the incumbent starting safety there. So a lot more depth with the Tennessee Titans secondary. Speaking, though, of starting in training camp, does appear Jaden Daniels, Commanders rookie, is going to play in the preseason opener against the New York Jets. We did not get to see Caleb Williams in the Hall of Fame game this past Thursday, but Jaden Daniels, according to head coach Dan Quinn, they do want to get him some work. So we'll get to see him, Washington, taking on the Jets. That's also going to be a matchup coming up this weekend. Excited to see that. I mean, I think that for the division purposes, you never know. I mean, this thing seems pretty wide open to me. If all of a sudden they do hit strike gold like they did with RG3, it seemed, his rookie year. Jaden Daniels is one of those franchise-changing type of talents, Brian.
Yeah, the Commanders need to figure out their defense, though, because some way, somehow, it became awful. Mm-hmm. And maybe it had to do with, you know, getting rid of its primary pass rushers. But those two defensive tackles inside are outstanding. The linebackers, you know, they've got some promise there. They just can't cover anybody. And they had a lot of picks last year. So, I mean, picks as far as selections to try and find ways to fix this. We'll see if Dan Quinn and this and his staff could be miracle workers here at that place. But, man, that's a team that's got a lot of skill on offense, but that defense, it needs a lot of work.
Carolina ended up taking Jonathan Brooks, Texas running back, in the top of the second round. I do believe that if he had been there, Cowboys would have snagged him at 56 overall instead of Marshawn Nealand.
There was some talk, and that, you know, it's funny you bring that up, Wolchuk, because this morning I asked some people in the front office about that. I wanted to know. I was asked on Twitter X about, you know, about the Cowboys and the running backs, and, you know, should they have taken one, this, that, and I wanted to know how serious they were, and that was the one name that they were serious about. And then as the draft wore on, it became evident to them that the players they might be selecting are similar to the ones they currently have, the Rico Dowdles and people like that. So they got off that really, really quick. Lloyd from USC was another name that they mentioned, but it really, really was about the Texas kid. Mm-hmm. And once that went away, then they were kind of out of the running back business.
Well, the question was, how quickly is Brooks going to become available? This year, head coach Dave Canales said week three or four would be great for the return of Jonathan Brooks. So he should be available the majority of the season, but that's kind of the timeline for Jonathan Brooks to make his debut. Could have been a Cowboy, but he ends up going 40. He went 10 picks higher than when the Cowboys were picking there in the second round. So a bummer for them as well. This was a crazy headline that I saw over the weekend. At first, I was like, wait a second, is this real?
But, I bet I got a crazier one.
A man was arrested for threatening to shoot Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Wow.
At a Morgan Wallen concert.
Okay. You know what?
A Morgan Wallen concert.
Who's that? Your headline beats mine.
You win.
Yeah. It was, I was just like, we're doing, because, I mean, I hadn't heard, like, obviously, we've heard of, you know, political figures and bomb threats and everything that's going on with that around the world, but, like, athletes? We're now targeting athletes? And, yes, apparently 40 minutes at Arrowhead Stadium, the Morgan Wallen concert had to be delayed. They eventually found the source and arrested a man from Illinois who was charged with a felony after he threatened on social media to shoot both individuals at the concert. So, hey, kudos to the local authorities there at Arrowhead getting that thing taken care of. But that's got to be terrifying. Like, if I'm Mahomes or Kelce, I'm probably just, thanks, I'm leaving now. This is not cool.
Any motive here?
I think maybe he was a Bills fan. I don't know.
He said he made a stupid mistake that led to his arrest.
Maybe he was just drunk.
He's 23 years old.
He goes on social media, starts ranting.
I think so, yes. I mean, I'm just skimming the story. Accused of causing a false belief or fear that a condition involving danger to life existed.
Mm.
And that he did so with a reckless disregard of the risk of causing the evacuation of any portion of Arrowhead Stadium.
It's going to be bad. I mean, he's facing a felony for making a terrorist threat. So that's one that, you don't want to be playing with. But
he could bunk up with that mascot dude that's in jail now, right?
Yeah, a couple
of chief dudes.
Chiefaholics
might try and get him in prison. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you're going after my guys.
Think about crazy violent watch parties those two guys could have on a Chiefs football Sunday.
Just going crazy.
He might be a fan of like another team and was just joking.
He's from Illinois, so I guess like he would be a Bears fan, right? I don't know. Like that would just be an assumption. Maybe he's still upset that the Bears didn't take Mahomes and they took Mitch Trubisky. He's just never gotten over it.
I think this guy had Chiefs gear on when they let him out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, did weird. You see the picture?
It's yeah, the enemy it looked from like within. To me it was, I don't know, maybe sometimes I get butt cracked on those pictures.
Like he could have.
But I kind of felt like that, like, why would this guy want to, you know, do that? But anyway, you know how it is. A lot of people out here.
You hurt the ones you love most sometimes.
Well, Kelce made history, got another 99 club membership in Madden. He's the first tight end in the history of Madden to be a 5-time member of the 99 club, as he now has one more appearance in 99 overall than Tony G., Gates, Gronk. They all played, got 4 years in the 99 club. But, hey, Travis Kelce, future Hall of Famer, 5 straight.
And a proper legend.
Thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
Okay, Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40 with takeaways from today's Cowboys practice. Olympic gold is next here in the G-Bag Nation. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for some Olympic gold with the Chiefs. Segment is brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. Call 866-90-NATION. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. And here's the Chief.
Broadus is not going to like what I have here, but friendly reminder, Thursday, 2 to 7, G-Bag Nation live in Mansfield. Hurtado Barbecue, looking forward to seeing you out there. 226 oh, yeah. North Walnut Creek Drive in Mansfield. That's going to be wonderful, 2 to 7. And then Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock, it's Fan Bowl 2024 at the Arlington location of Hurtado's. That's going to be 205 East Front Street. You can stop by for the best paper football tournament in the land. Awesome barbecue, of course. We'll be doing fan roundtables, having a great time fellowshipping with the Tolo. So it's going to be an awesome week here with the Fan and Hurtado Barbecue. Now, we do have the Olympic segment of the day here. And there is, gosh, there's so much to unpack. The first of which is the fallout from the G-Bag Nation, sort of you make the call of the summer as it regards to the Olympics here. The no AC for 30 days like the villagers are having to deal with in Paris right now, or swim in the Poo River. And they have done some triathlon stuff in the Poo River despite having E. coli issues. And now we have our first reported Belgian triathlete, Claire Michel.
Yeah.
Reportedly spent 4 days in the hospital.
Oh, no.
With an E. coli infection picked up from the Poo River while competing at the Olympics. 35 years old. She pulled out of the team triathlon. She can't even compete anymore.
That's not good.
Well, she's too old.
Because she's
compromised immune system.
She's got a bunch of E. coli. As if Broadus is a young spry champion. Yeah,
She's too old. She shouldn't be doing
this. A little bit tougher here in America. You know what I'm saying? A little bit more tougher than the Belgians, I would say.
Call that
unless
great.
You're a Belgium horse. Belgium horses
Belgium
are big.
Belgium what?
And, Belgium horses are big and tough.
Yeah, sure are.
They are big and tough.
Loves that he's calling them Belgium and not Belgian.
Yes.
Belgium.
Yes.
I'll have a Belgian waffle, please.
That's where Belgians are from.
Shout out to Mavs legend, though, real quick, is I am in Brian's seat, so I've just got to tell everybody what's happening on the TV.
Okay, yeah.
But Dirk's there. Dirk's there for the Germany gold medal game in the 3-on-3. That's it.
Nice, dude. I'm glad to see Dirk's making a presence out there.
We love Dirk.
This is an E. coli situation.
She's the only one.
She's the only one. She's the first one reported.
Everybody else has air conditioning but her. Maybe she has air conditioning now in the hospital. You know,
she probably just got some flu. And,
she had something else wrong with her before she jumped in that water. Yeah, I'm just telling you,
now
man.
Now we're recklessly speculating.
You're bringing up the story. I'm just trying to give the facts.
So
she previously had a condition.
The facts that everybody else is swimming in the poo water and not having problems.
That's
the facts.
Yeah, not having problems like the 10-time vomiter that we had swimming through the floaters and whatnot. I mean, come on, dude.
If he would have only thrown up 5 times, I've told you that a bunch, Eric, he would have finished better than 9th.
Well,
he was a 12th-place participant. Now he's 9th.
It is amazing.
I think
Brian's fighting, you know,
he is, man.
For the poo water, but he is so against peeing in the pool.
Yeah, there's a contradiction there.
I just don't get, you know what?
I'm not going for a gold medal in your pool.
They are, though. All the Olympian swimmers are peeing in the pool, though.
They're not your pool. No, you're just standing there enjoying yourself, and I'm not for that. You know, like, I could get it. Like, if I was water polo guy or gal, I could see them peeing in the water. But that's a competition. You know, hey, I can't get out. I've got to slam the ball off the water and try and score a goal here. Yeah. You're just standing there like, I'm too lazy to get out. No, hey, hand me another vodka and a brat, and let's see how I can pee in the water for everybody.
I love the vodka.
And you're just standing there smiling.
Game of basketball in the pool. Yeah,
the vodka brat pool pee is one of the greatest pees a human being can
have.
Well,
he's just standing there smiling the whole time, like, look at me.
Hey,
I'm not getting out of the pool.
This is your first
fair rebuttal of the program today, Broadus. Italy's swimmer Thomas Cecchone has been sleeping outside because he was so frustrated with the AC situation. So there's photos
what
of
country?
Him just cuddled up
what country?
In the grass somewhere. He's
what
an Italian
country?
Gentleman.
Yeah, Italian, right.
Well, the Italians,
you guys,
they're the ones that keep complaining.
It's 80 degrees over there. It's really nice. You guys are all like making too big of a deal about it. It's hot, guys. 80 degrees is hot over there.
But he went and slept outside.
Yeah, because it's too hot in his room. If he just swam in the poo water, he'd have AC right
now. Open a damn window.
That's true, man. Yep. That was a choose your own destiny situation. He chose sweating and sleeping outside. And in his case, he's avoided a 4-day stay due to E. coli. I mean, how do you bounce back from that when you're like, yeah, sorry, guys, E. coli situation. Nobody wants to be around you anymore. No. That's tough to come back from. Like, yeah, I was down and out with the old E. coli infection.
How'd you get
I'm
it?
I'm fine now. Everything's cool. I swam in the Pooh River. That's what happened. Now, we also have an SMU girl.
Sure you weren't
girl.
Sick before you jumped in there?
we have a... If you're from Paraguay, what do we say? Like, how you're...
Paraguayan.
Paraguayan? Okay. So, a Paraguayan girl who goes to SMU, funny enough, has been booted from the Olympic Village and sent home. Due to what they're describing as, quote, inappropriate atmosphere, which apparently included her sneaking out to Disneyland, I guess. I didn't even realize there was a Disneyland in Paris.
Oh, yeah, there is.
But
oh, yeah, it's a nice
it's
one.
It's an awesome
one. I thought
one.
It closed down.
No, no.
I thought they
might have closed
that thing
down and just re-upped the park. I think it's back open now. And our SMU girl had the right idea. She's sneaking out there. I think she'd already been eliminated. I don't think she made the cut for a lot of her races.
Well, this girl, she, I guess while her team, they want you to be there, like support your teammates and stuff. So while like they're competing, you're expected to sort of be in the vicinity there, but she dipped off on a solo mission. She's 20 years old. She goes to SMU, and she was posting all over her social media stuff that she was at Disneyland, and they were so frustrated about it that they have literally sent her packing. I was like, I thought this was going
to
be a much more
Dallas?
Egregious thing.
You know, like, if you're done competing, why not? Like, why can't you go in and enjoy Paris? It's weird.
Yeah, this, like, she probably needed that sort of Disneyland, like, rejuvenation day to compete at the highest level for the next time she
like
was competing.
Like, Six Flags wasn't good enough for her?
Yeah.
Listen, young lady, we're going to pay you basically nothing to commit your life to this sport. And when you're here at the Olympics, don't you dare go see any of the sights.
That's right.
Because you got to be here cheering on
Stay
people.
Right here.
Chief, what sport was she in?
She's a swimmer.
Oh. Okay. Well, it looks like to me the Americans are swimming.
Dismissive of the swimmer.
No, but it looks like to me every time I watch ladies swimming, it seems like there's like an American flag that's like 50 yards ahead of everybody else in the water.
Yeah, I mean, they dominated, sent the world record yesterday.
I quit too.
Except for the races against the roiding Chinese.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good point.
Rooted their balls off.
Well, we finished silver behind them. That was
and the relay, one of those things, yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations to
all four of them, by the way.
We got some local legends, two Texas athletes. You have North Texas resident Vincent Hancock took home his fourth gold.
He's a skeet shooter.
Yes, fourth gold.
What?
Hancock is
darn right, skeet shooter.
Four-time gold medalist.
My goodness.
When it comes to shooting skeet. And then Connor Prince, who Hancock allegedly coaches,
that's
won
him.
Silver in the skeet shooting competition. So two Texas athletes hitting gold and silver when it comes to the skeet shooting. Pretty dang awesome.
Yeah. Scotty got in the gold.
Scotty got in the gold. What a year for Scotty, man.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Sha'Carri Richardson, silver.
Sha'Carri Richardson, no doubt. And then you had Noah Lyles. Take a bow, sir.
Yeah.
What a, I mean,
the
what
guy
a race
on the call
this was
for that race.
Lee Diffie.
Man, he's got
yeah,
to be
Lee
like,
Diffie.
Oh, crap, I really screwed this one up.
Yeah, Lee Diffie is like, he's the voice of racing. And you never want Lee Diffie to have a photo finish in racing because he'll get just as confused
as he did.
And how could you not? It's like I didn't understand the rules as they are. Because like the first body part for the other dude crossed before Lyles, but it was Lyles' chest that I don't know. It's kind of
they
a weird
to be
hair
that
splitting
pole vaulter guy.
They had the same time,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
you know, yeah. We'll get to the pole vaulter guy here in a second.
It was an
have
insane.
Have you ever seen
finish.
Anything like that?
No, I have not.
The pole
no,
guy.
Actually, once.
In fact, it was the topic at our family brunch yesterday.
Oh,
really?
Look at the pole vaulter guy.
The French.
I was like,
pole?
I hadn't seen this. They showed me the video. I'm like, we're gonna have a bunch of fun talking about that on G-Bag tomorrow.
wouldn't you think maybe I should have taped that down or got some like doubled up on the compression shorts or
you gotta,
something?
You got to go with the weenus.
Okay, so you have a French guy who failed in the pole vaulting because his own pole got latched on, and boom. When pole touches pole, you are DQ'd.
He got C-blocked from a medal.
The there were so many headlines with this story, but the one that I felt like rung true the most was pole vaulter's Olympic dream shattered by his own penis.
It's like, so true.
Man, is the loss the win here? I mean, that's the best way to go down.
I think he was popular in the village with the other athletes.
He could probably make so much OnlyFans money right now.
Yeah, like I do think, I mean, what, do you think you have a better post-Olympic career in sponsorships being a gold medalist or being the guy who didn't medal because of his
own become an actor.
Yeah, Brian's right. Brian's right here because I don't think any of us really know who he was if it was just a traditional pole vault and he wins. I think now we all know who
he
should
have been a fencer.
I mean, gosh.
Pretty dang jouster.
A lot of industries might be calling for him.
Poke your eye out, kid.
I mean, my gosh, that was pretty ridiculous.
So if you're that dude, are you taping it down to give yourself a good chance of winning or letting it flow in all of its glory?
I mean, I think if you're that guy, you're probably more committed to winning gold, I would think. You know?
Tuck that thing back.
And maybe, yeah, I mean, but you can't run and sprint and jump with a tuck.
You can figure it out. Not a tuck, but maybe a tape down. I think there's a technique
like
you could use.
Would you let it flow?
Would you strap that
maybe
thing?
Maybe he was watching the sprinters warm up before his event. I'm not sure.
I kind of feel like this is something that might have happened to him before. This can't be a first-time deal, right?
No, yeah. He's got
to. Then he have to feel like, oh, geez, this keeps happening to me.
So he let himself and his country down.
Yeah,
not out of pride and ego of trying to be a show-off, which I can't. Totally criticized.
No, there's no criticism here whatsoever.
It's a blessing and a curse.
I do wonder. we gotta
that's a good text.
We gotta get some post game. I mean, why are we not getting post game interviews with this guy? Like, what exactly? What was your strategy going
What's
in?
What's your question?
Has this been a problem for you before?
Did you try a different method?
If you could do it again, would you change your strategy, or do you feel like the opportunities just opened up in a huge way for you, and this may actually pay off in a way that the gold medal never could?
Yeah, what kind of opportunities were you looking to open up here exactly?
Yeah.
How do you apologize for that?
Cold or something else?
Sorry, I'm so blessed.
Sorry, I'm packing.
Yeah, that's a huge win for that guy.
Yeah.
Now, we also have Team USA Basketball. They are spending like somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 million to get the USA team to not be in the Olympic Village. They're in a secret hotel somewhere that is unnamed for privacy.
Yep.
And with all the different accommodations, they're like, hey, we're not going to accept anything the Olympic Village is giving us in Paris. And we, like 20 people or whatever. For the basketball squad is going and probably eating fantastic, sleeping fantastic. They got AC, all the good stuff. So kudos to them getting it done. And I mean, you're not gonna see LeBron James napping on the grass out there because he's so hot in his cardboard bed.
Could you imagine?
With no AC. I mean, it's honestly unfair to everyone, but it would be even more ridiculous to see my guys. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
sleeping on a cardboard bed.
Yeah.
How could they fit on that?
He couldn't. No, he couldn't. They had no choice but to do this. Yeah. These are aliens that play basketball, and they can't sleep in the common folk place. So that's what's going on.
What about the other teams? You think they're following suit, or are they just kind of letting this thing roll?
No, I think they're probably mostly letting it roll. I would imagine most countries don't want to fork up. And I don't know who foots this bill, but that's reportedly $15 million.
LeBron said, we ain't staying here, boys.
Yeah, LeBron might have just swiped the card, put it on the man. Yeah. I totally get that. Snoop Dogg reportedly $500,000 a day for the work he's doing for the Olympics out there in Paris.
Nice.
Half a million.
$500,000.
He's getting that much?
Allegedly, reportedly. I mean, this is all over the place, so I don't think I'm getting ball sacked on this one, but allegedly, reportedly, respectfully, $500,000 a day for Snoop to do what it is he's doing out there with the Olympics. Pretty
All
amazing.
Kinds of money coming in, and the people at the top decide it's them and their buddies that get it. I don't know. I kind of want to boycott the Olympics after hearing that last story. You got the athletes, the people actually producing that are sleeping on cardboard beds, swimming in poo water, and going home to no AC. While we have enough money to just hand it out. Here's a half mil a day. Here's a half mil a day. Here's a half mil a day.
Yeah.
You know how many people are just getting sick rich off this? You know, and you can't take care of the players any better. I mean, finally, college sports in America has finally got some momentum going and some leverage at the bargaining table. The Olympics should be up next. Okay, the corner is brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. What kind of a segment are we looking at there, Broadus?
Yeah, let's talk about this padded practice we had today. A lot to get into. We'll do that next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, hope you're having a great day. It's time now to go out to Oxnard, California, where Broadus is standing by with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here, Krusty.
Thank you very much, General. I appreciate that. And thank you to Dallas College for being a part of this today. Hey, Eric, I wanted to give you a heads up.
Yep.
They had brisket today on the carving station.
What? No tri-tip? No buffalo chicken? They went with the brisket, bro?
They went brisket, and then they went the sausage dogs, and then the cheeseburger sliders is what they did today.
Dominant. I wonder if that means Matt Pittman's already out there, and he's like, hey.
You know, I'm keeping an eye on that, by the way. Yeah. I text Pittman, and I asked him, I go, hey, when you coming out? Or he didn't answer me back. So I don't know if it's a secret. Maybe it's a player. Maybe you know, they're going to surprise the players and bring him out here and have him cook. But I walk by every day to my room where he could cook. So I'm gonna keep an eye on that one.
Yeah,
for
get
sure.
in the mix on there.
I will get in the mix on that one for sure. What if I told you that that Diggs practiced today?
Yeah, been waiting to hear how did he look? How were things? Well, the visor was the pictures looked good.
Yeah, Diggs practiced. He didn't do the team period stuff. He did 7-on-7.
Okay.
So we were kind of waiting for him. I talked to some people in the front office about this. When are you going to put him out there? They were saying, hey, we're going to take our time with this. We're going to try and ramp him up and let him be a part of this. We kind of felt like that maybe the full practice would be a little bit later on. But he did go out there in the 7-on-7 period and competed a little bit. And you know, it's kind of, you know, got the movement part of it. He's just kind of feeling his way a little bit, not really trying to do anything, you know, crazy out there. But he was out there practicing. Let's see if he do a little bit more tomorrow, you know, and with the team. But he did not do anything where it was 11-on-11. It was only 7-on-7.
How was the quickness and the change of direction and everything?
You know what,
still there?
Dawson, it was he really – I don't think he cut it loose from what I was – you know, it was like – it was pedal, and then it was brake, and it was move. There wasn't anything like really driving on a ball or trying to not. It's almost like he went out there to say, okay, let me get a feel for what these routes are looking like. Or if how could I pedal and how quick are these guys getting on me in order to, you know, to get an idea of the speed. Because that's where it really looked. Like I say, it wasn't like, okay, I'm going to carry a guy down the field or I'm going to carry a guy across. It was like, let me just get a little bit of a feel of how the speed of the practice was going to be. Because when he went out, Nashawn Wright came in and was playing as that right cornerback. So it was just an opportunity to get him some work in the 7-on-7. He did. Let's see if he'll do a little bit more tomorrow. On the offensive side of the ball, we got Ryan Flournoy practiced for the first time today. And Flournoy is the sixth-round draft pick. We haven't seen him at all in camp. He'd been dealing with a knee injury. But he was a full practice today. Matter of fact, had a couple of different plays. Had a nice catch along the sidelines. Guy's got the ability to extend. He's really tall, 6'3". Length is that type of to his game what he has. But he made a couple of nice plays where he was able to separate, got to the sideline, extend for the ball, and then he was able to make the play. So it was good to see him back out there. You know, when you guys were here, looked like he was destined for the practice squad because
sure
he wasn't practicing at all. But had the full pads on today and will probably be ramped up a little bit more, depending on if there's any soreness or anything coming out of this practice. But he was able to get it done. Micah Parsons completely wrecked practice today at various times.
Good.
And I say this in a way because of the way that Mike Zimmer, I'm leading into how Zimmer using him. You know, we've always, with Zimmer, we've seen the double A-gap look where it's, you know, two linebackers, and they played with their tackles a little wider, and then they kind of played games off that double A-gap look. Zimmer had Parsons on the field with Kendricks, the linebacker. He's back on the practice field after dealing with a little bit of some back tightness. But Kendricks and Micah, they had Kendricks a little bit tighter to the line of scrimmage, and Micah was backed off. And Micah was kind of, they were trying to disguise, okay, is Micah going to shoot that A gap? What's he going to do? Well, he ended up, they dropped Kendricks to Micah's side, and Micah went all the way around. So like a big loop is what he did. Like he, instead of rushing the A, he went outside C. Mm. And so they showed it like, okay, let's probably slide the protection to him.
Yeah.
They slide the protection, but he's able to go tight off the edge and then get into the backfield and do what he did. But he was playing both sides, but Zimmer was moving him around quite a bit today. But it, when they put him hand down, he was going after Steele pretty good. And then on the other side, though, he was going against Chuma Doga. Mm-hmm. No Guyton. Once again, he's got some illness. I need to find out if he's coming back tomorrow. But it was a Doga on that side, and it was Awesome Richards, who played pretty well in the blue-white scrimmage on Saturday. Parsons took him to task a little bit today. So that was something that we saw from Parsons, some double-A gap look, some hand down both left and right side, but trying to move him around and be able to find some spots there. Every time they went to short yardage runs today, it was, say it was a fourth and one, Hunter Lipke got the ball.
Okay.
So they lined up with him as a fullback, and just every time, like, handed him the football on those short yardage plays. So good job by him. Nobody really was able to kind of, they were able to block that front fourth and one, and he was able to make the, to get the conversion on the fourth down. A little bit of a scary moment today, too. Jalen Brooks, they were getting ready to go to team, and he went off the field. We thought something was really wrong with him there. I think he just probably had something in his eye, but he came back out on the field. These receivers overall are doing a pretty darn good job. When you look at Tolbert, Cooks, keep an eye on this kid named Burnett. Dante Burnett is a kid that they brought in that all of a sudden they're throwing him on some special team stuff in practice where they're like, maybe we can see if this guy could be that sixth receiver. But now he's in the competition as well with Billy Johnson, with Cropper. Flournoy, I mentioned, is back. Racy McMath is back, has been practicing. So they've got a group that they're going to try and figure out receiver potentially five and six. But they've got a good group of guys they're working with. Jake Ferguson, once again, had a really, really nice day catching the football. John Stevens has had a little bit of a struggle being consistent catching the ball, but today he was a lot better with that. Ferguson, they're trying to hit him more. A lot more downfield stuff, as we've seen, the seam routes. Dak is more willing to throw to Ferguson on those seam routes. And then John Stevens has been a little bit more the underneath of the drag. He's had a little bit of some problems with some drops, but today I felt like he caught the ball well. TJ Bass is a guy that we've with the offensive line that we're like thinking, well, if they had to plug somebody in to play guard, TJ Bass would be that guy. Wasn't a really good day for him in the one-on-one pass rush drills. He got beat a couple of different times, and I've seen that before with him, that maybe he's taken a little bit of a step back with this offensive line. But there's been more times where guys like Carl Davis, who really doesn't have a lot of pass rush technique, was able to get around him a couple of different times. Head was down. And so keep an eye on TJ Bass as far as the guy. He's supposed to be your swing guard, but he's having a little bit of some struggles right now with that. So good day for Wanye Thomas in coverage. Good day for Bland in coverage. Those guys seem to be just fine. The safeties with Jordan Lewis, actually, as that nickel. Donovan Wilson has done a really good job in some of his coverage. That's what we were looking at today, and he was able to carry some guys. So, oh, and I want to mention one more guy, Willie Harvey, who they got from the UFL at linebacker. He's getting a lot more work with the twos right now. So there's a possibility Willie Harvey, number 55, keep an eye on him as a guy that maybe going forward when it gets down to the final linebacker spot, Willie Harvey is making a real, real push for that position.
Anything stick out of defensive tackle?
Mozzie had a day where it was a little bit probably 50-50. They were getting on him about the hand placement once again. I know that McCarthy's come out and said that about him, that you know some things that he's needs to work on. That clearly that's one of the biggest problems. There was a time where they had a really Zeke had an explosive run, and they were able to knock Mozzie out of the hole. Hoffman and Smith were able to drive him out of the hole, and then Zeke just straight shot. So kind of a 50-50 day for Mozzie. You know, they told him, hey, don't hop. And, you know, the next play he didn't hop, but he got a good rush. So, yeah, still trying to kind of make him a little bit more consistent. I think that's the biggest problem with Mozzie right now is he just doesn't have that consistency that you need down in and down out.
You're the man, Brian. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon. Now new time, 3:40 here on your home of the Cowboys. He is live in Oxnard until they return. Okay, so we love that. And when we come back, results are in for the Mavs fan survey. 64% of people said this is their second favorite Maverick. Who's yours? The Franklin injury attorney text line is open. We're back talking hoop with you here in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.